Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Today is Thursday, July 22nd, in the season of ordinary time. Take a moment to be still and become aware of God's presence within you and all around you. In you, O Lord, have I taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. You, O Lord, shall give strength to your people. The Lord shall give his people the blessings of peace. Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up to a high mountain by themselves. There, in the presence of the three, he was transfigured. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as dazzling as light. A reading from the New Testament. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came with her sons to make a request of him, and bowed low. And he said to her, "What is it that you want?" She said to him, "Promise that these two sons of mine may sit at your right hand and the other at your left in your kingdom." "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I am going to drink?" They, James and John, replied, "We can." He said to them, "Very well, you shall drink my cup, but as for seats at my right hand and at my left hand, those are not mine to grant. They belong to those to whom they have been allotted by my Father." When the other ten heard this, they were indignant with the two brothers. But Jesus called to them and said, "You know that among the Gentiles, the rulers lord it over them, and great men make their authority felt. Among you, this is not to happen. No, anyone who wants to be great among you must be your servant, and anyone who wants to be first among you must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Matthew 20:20-28. Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain where they could be alone. There, in their presence, he was transfigured. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as the light. The Morning Psalm. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. One day tells its tale to another, and one night imparts knowledge to another. Although they have no words or language, and their voices are not heard, their sound has gone out into all the lands, and their message to the ends of the world. In the deep, he has set a pavilion for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom out of his chamber. It rejoices like a champion to run its course. It goes forth from the uttermost edge of the heavens and runs about to the ends of it again. Nothing is hidden from its burning heat. Psalm 19. Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain where they could be alone. There in their presence he was transfigured. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Almighty God, the fount of all wisdom, you know my necessities before I ask, and my ignorance in asking. Have compassion on my weakness, and mercifully give me those things for which my unworthiness I dare not, and for my blindness I cannot ask. Through the worthiness of your Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord God Almighty and Everlasting Father, you have brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power, that I may not fall into sin nor be overcome by adversity. And in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. Go forth in the peace and in the presence of Christ.